Podcasting from the Instructional Development Center, room 2401 of the Student Commons Building at Heartland Community College, this is the IDC Podcast for the week of February 5th through the 9th of 2007. Coming up this week, beginning on Tuesday, February 6th from 1 to 3 p.m. in the Instructional Development Center, Dr. Francine Armenth Brothers and Paul Folger will be facilitating a series of five workshops that focus on course design and instructional best practices. Topics include teaching principles, student engagement, teaching and learning in groups, formative assessment, and summative evaluation. See our IDC website events section for more information about these new workshops. We would like participants to attend all five sessions as a cohort if possible. Adjunct faculty will be entitled to a small stipend as partial compensation for their time. If you're interested in attending, please contact Paul Folger as soon as possible. For the first session, please bring with you, mentally or physically, examples of a course or unit within a course that you would like to change and/or improve. We hope that you can make it to these interactive workshop sessions sponsored by the Instructional Development Center and by the Learning Communities team. Heartland Community College is starting a new speaker series titled Your World Exposed, with topics taken from today's headlines. The first presentation to be held this week, on Tuesday, February 6th, is entitled A Shrimp Among Whales, The Politics of North Korea's Nuclear Weapons Program, and will be given by Jacques L. Fuqua, Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Army, retired, now Director of International Engagement, Communications, and Protocol at the University of Illinois. The presentation will be held in the Community Commons Building, room 1406, from 7 to 8:30 p.m., and again, it takes place on Tuesday, February 6th. This and all of the Your World Exposed HCC Speaker Series presentations are free and open to the public. Instructors, this is an excellent opportunity to have your students attend an activity outside of class, broaden understanding of today's issues, as well as a great opportunity to have online students meet each other face-to-face. Future presentations include Be Your Own Boss, a shared experience of successful business entrepreneurs coming up in March, and Fair Trade, the Power of Consumer Choice, given in April. For more information and/or suggestions about future speakers or topics, please contact IDC Director Paul Folger. Also, did you know that faculty and staff at Heartland are eligible to attend workshops offered by Illinois State University's Center for Teaching, Learning, and Technology? During the spring semester, the CTLT at ISU is offering two major topics. Series 1 is entitled Improve Student Writing and Still Have a Life. The next presentation in this series is to be held February 22nd from 3:30 to 4:30 p.m., and it covers Teaching for Better Writing. The second series is entitled Increasing the Yield on Your Teaching Investment, with the next presentation, called Designing Action Plans for Assessing Teaching, to be held on February 14th at 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. These presentations are held in the Instructional Resource Commons Building at Illinois State University at 301 South Main Street in Normal. For more information about these events, as well as for information about the Center for Teaching, Learning, and Technology, see www.teachtech.ilstu.edu for a complete listing of upcoming workshops and their resources available. In this week's Services Offered section, I'm going to cover Flash. If you've ever seen any motion graphics on a website, possibly one of those really annoying pop-ups with banners or ads with characters running across the screen, scrolling words, or any type of motion, then you have seen Flash. Unfortunately, annoying pop-up ads are probably the worst instance of the use of Flash because the program is so much more powerful. There are several really great Flash-driven presentations and websites out on the internet. The National Geographic website incorporates Flash into many aspects of their site, especially in the maps sections, as well as in interactive timelines of events in history. The Missouri History Museum in St. Louis uses Flash to create a virtual fair with an interactive map for their online information about the 1904 World's Fair. And on the WebCT website, they have a section of demos of what WebCT can do, and they created all those demos in Flash. But you might be asking, what does Flash have to offer us? Well, firstly, it offers interactivity. Flash can present navigation that is user-controlled, so the presentation of the material is active and keeps the student's interest. Flash also allows for immediate feedback. The ability to quiz students' understanding while reviewing materials and giving them immediate feedback after they review. Students also control the amount and the speed of the presentation, allowing them to engage in the material at their own speed. Flash also brings in multimedia capabilities, the ability to add audio narrations, sound, music, video, and other visuals and motion graphics. All of these can be used to grab and keep a student's attention. Flash also provides for flexibility in presentation of subjects, so no matter if you're lecturing in biology or creating a presentation on zoology, Flash can be used to present all types of materials. And finally, Flash can be delivered over multiple methods. Flash can be posted on HTML-driven websites, burned to CD-ROMs, or posted on WebCT. The file sizes remain relatively small for the amount of motion and sound you can add to them. If you need assistance with having us create a Flash presentation for you or any of the other services we offer in the IDC, please feel free to stop in room 2401 of the Student Commons building and we can help. Hours the staff members are available are posted on our IDC website. That wraps up another episode of the IDC podcast. Be sure to check back next week for more events and news pertaining to Heartland Community College and the Instructional Development Center. Feel free to email us if you have comments about this podcast. Just go to the IDC website for our contact information. Thanks for listening in. Signing off until next time from the Instructional Development Center. Have a great week. Is it spring yet?